The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings from IMC. Welcome to this morning meditation. And for this week's offering, going back to the basic instructions in meditation we have here at IMC. And one of the characteristics of the basic mindfulness is that it's meant to be simple. And mindfulness of what is kind of obvious in the moment, there's not a need to kind of dig in, analyze, try to search for something profound. It's not about so much what we see when we are mindful, but rather how we see. And to have that seeing or that mindfulness, that awareness, be simple. So we begin with settling in. And the beginning is actually very important to settle in, relax into the posture, into the practice, as a way of letting go of expectations, ambition, even ideas of what meditation is, so that it can become simpler and simpler, this practice of just seeing, being with what actually is in a simple way. So we begin with a posture that has some balance between an alertness of attention, embodied physical alertness, and relaxation. Have some sense of ease and some sense of ability to relax the body while maintaining an attitude of alertness, of presence, of the body being attentive, the body being ready to be present for this experience. And then to gently close the eyes and to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Not too deep, just enough so that there's an inclination, an orientation to sense and feel the body more fully. Breathing in, and then a long, maybe leisurely exhale. Maybe a slight pause at the end of the exhale. So your whole body, mind becomes a little bit more interested in the beginning of the inhale. The fuller inhales and exhales at the beginning are a ritual reminder that here in this body and mind, here and now, is the playground of meditation, is the temple of meditation. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And taking some time to relax on the exhale. Relax physically, maybe starting with the muscles of your face, allowing the muscles to fall away from the bone and be held by the skin. around the eyes, the cheeks and jaw, releasing any way that the lips are pressed against each other. And on the exhale, softening the shoulders. If they don't relax, it's okay. Softening around the shoulders. Softening the belly. As you exhale, allowing the weight of the torso to settle into the area of your belly, pelvic cavity, sitting bones, also as you begin, you might on the inhale feel any tension or pressure in your thinking mind. Maybe in the head there's something, physical sensations of being activated or constricted. And if so, as you exhale, relax the thinking mind. As if a thinking mind can expand and soften outwards into space. And then to notice the body's experience of breathing. The body's experience of the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Noticing the different places in the body. That experiences breathing. Could be the movement of air in and out through the nostrils. Sometimes there's a gentle movement of the shoulders, maybe lifting on the inhale, settling on the exhale. The movement on the movements in the chest. The sensations of pressure and expansion as you breathe in. The release as you exhale. The sensations in the belly. There might be a downward pressure, subtle downward pressure in belly and the sitting bones as you breathe in. And a lifting of that pressure as you exhale. And you might feel the sensations in your back rib cage or in your spine, usually very subtle, but maybe still there as you breathe. And in all the places where the body experiences breathing, see if you can notice where you enjoy the experience of breathing the most. Where is it nicest, easiest, maybe simplest? To attend to the breathing. It seems easiest or nicest, with a light touch of awareness, ride those sensations, settle into those sensations. it lightly. Pet a cat. So let the alternation of breathing in and breathing out be a light intimacy with the body breathing. Sometimes what feels nicest is to feel the whole breath body, the whole way in which breathing in and out is felt globally. Maybe a little bit like watching a jellyfish expand and contract as it gently moves through the ocean. Letting go of thoughts as you exhale. Remembering it's not about so much about the breathing as it is about how you attend to the breathing. Can you attend to it gently, softly? With a devotion, like you would have being devoted to petting a cat, stay there with every coming and going of inhale and exhale. And then gently, in the way that you would, maybe lightly, simply be aware of breathing, shift your attention now to lightly, simply feel, know some relatively dominant sensation in your body. Hopefully that's not too painful. And gently settle your awareness there to see how simply you can feel it. Relaxing any ideas of being for or against it, liking and not liking it. Any attitude that it's a problem or that it's wonderful. As if you're gently, kindly attending to a friend who simply needs you to be present. Be gently present for the stronger sensation in your body, to see how simple you can be with it. Maybe letting attention roam around it, the edges, inside. Not making it a problem. To experience it simply. Maybe it helps to let go of your thinking so that there's more space in the mind to feel, know, attend to the physical sensation. If it goes away, find another one. And then begin again with your breathing. Shifting your attention to back to breathing. And stay close to the body's experience of breathing in and breathing out. And then to get ready to end the meditation, in whatever simple way you might be able to do so, expand your awareness to include your whole body, a kind of global expansion of awareness that quietly roams around the whole body. Feeling the body as you breathe in. Still for a few breaths, relaxing the body as you breathe out. And with your imagination, let your awareness, recognition of spread out beyond your body, out into the world. As if awareness through your imagination can spread out across the lands, carrying with it goodwill that somehow in the ways that you benefit from the meditation, you're more able to expand your kindness, care, love, out across the world, wishing that the benefits of your meditation can support the well-being and happiness of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may our ability to be mindful support us in benefiting this world. Thank you.